Okay, so I am so excited to be on this conference tonight. My name is Jeffrey Lewis. I'm from Union, New Jersey, and thank you again all for being with us. I want to thank Alice for spending the time to be our moderator and for all that she does. Thank you, Alice. Okay, so you guys got my email. It talks about magical manifestors, and I believe that every one of you are a magical manifester, and I hope you all have you taken out your oils. If you haven't taken out the oils I've asked you to use, please take them out and put them on the places like Valor on the bottom of your feet, Valor on your wrist. Alice, you have the list of oils because I forgot some of my information at the office. What are our list of oils?
Well, why don't you go into Afternoon's Giving while I pull that up?
Okay. Okay. So, what I wanted to read tonight, first to get started, I've been a practicing Buddhist for over 20 years, and I have this great book here for today and tomorrow, Daily Encouragement. I always read Daily Encouragement in many different areas of my life. And today's September 20th. Is a very powerful, what's in this book. It's written by Desaka Kader, one of my leaders in this Buddhism, somebody that I mentor with in my spiritual life. And so, September 20th, I'd like to read this to everyone. When your determination changes, everything else will begin to move in the direction you desire. The moment you resolve to be victorious, every nerve, fiber in your being will immediately orientate itself towards success. On the other hand, if you think this is never going to work out, then at that very instant, every cell in your being is being deflated and give up and will give up the fight. And then everything will really move in the direction of failure. And I think that's so important. I want to read it again. When your determination changes, everything else will begin to move in the direction you desire. The moment you resolve to be victorious, every nerve, fiber in your being will immediately orientate it towards success. On the other hand, if you think this is never going to work out, then at that instant, every cell in your being will be deflated and give up the fight. And then everything will really move in the direction of failure. So, it's all about our determination, our focus, and really what you're going to do. How determined are you to be successful? How determined are you to manifest, to be magical in your life, in every area of your life? That's what it's all about. So this tonight is about to release those old patterns, those old belief systems. Let us all move forward in that great ability. So, Alice, you have the oils?
I do.
Okay.
And the first oil that we wanted everybody to start with was Valor, and you suggested to put that on the bottom of the feet.
Mm-hmm.
And then Gratitude on the wrists, and then Abundance in the palm of your hands, and then intuitively put them where you would like, put the abundance where you would like it to go. And then Highest Potential on the crown of your head, Release over your liver, and then finish with White Angelica.
As Alice is going through that, I am putting those oils on myself. Oh, take a deep breath. No. Go ahead, Alice.
Once again, it's Valor on the bottoms of the feet, Gratitude on your wrists, Abundance in the palm of your hands, and then Intuitive, put it where you would like it to go. Highest Potential on the crown of your head, Release over your liver, and finish with White Angelica. Brush your entire aura with White Angelica.
Oh, I feel so good from that. Thank you, Alice. Thank you again. Hopefully all of you guys have, if you don't have all of those oils, you have some of those oils. And if you don't have any of those oils, that's okay also, because the oils carry frequency and vibration, so we're sending that energy to you. But if you do have any oils that are of high vibration, if you have some rose oil, if you have some any of the oils, they're all of high vibration. So put on some of the spiritual oils if you have some of those. Whatever you have, put them on. You want to raise your, where we are vibrational beings. And what we do is, and that's how we attract, and that's how we build. And if you really connect to that, you come into the world as a vibrational being. You leave the world as a vibrational being, and your vibration, in my opinion, stays around for infinite time. You're always going to be here. You're always here. So you might leave the physical shell. That might stop vibrating, but your infinite energy is always here, and you're always looking to connect with that energy. So really get in, breathe those oils in, feel those oils, feel yourself in so much of a different space. I know a lot of us don't put oils on at night, and it's really, yeah, I think it's important to put oils on at night. I know I put on Dreamcatcher at night, I put on certain other oils, I put on Sandalwood, I put on Valor at night. Use your oils. You know, we have a real advantage over a lot of, I know a lot of people have recently been bombarded by other people saying, well, get into my company, it's the perfect company over here, and this and that, and I don't believe there's anything such as the perfect company with the perfect comp plan and the perfect products. What I can say about Young Living is nobody has oils like we do, and I've never in my ability in my 25 years in this industry of network marketing seen a product line like these oils that can literally change your vibration, frequency, energy. And that's what it's all about. A lot of people sell good products, but we have something that I feel is so very special on such a deep level. And if you really start to appreciate what you have and to appreciate how it can shift you and your family and all the people that are around you, you'll see the magic start to happen, because I see magic every single day when I'm using these oils and I'm consistent with using these products. And so about magical manifesting, it really starts with intention. I was listening tonight on the way home. The training CDs, and I want everyone to take a pen and write this down. You really need to get, if you haven't listened to, I know Kathy Cowie went out of her way, and she had came back with 100 sets of the training CDs for her team, and she got them out to her people, and I'm sorry that I didn't think of that same thing, but you can order those training CDs for $22 from Young Living. So I would really go about doing that as soon as you can. As soon as you can, get those training CDs. I was talking with Alice today. Alice is setting herself up to be a real leader. And every day she takes one out and listens to another one. They are absolutely fabulous. There's one on Going High Tech from Dave Sterling, Back to Basics with Essential Oils by Vicky Opera and Merrilee Tolan, Something About Our Art, Age Refined Technology by Gina Kilpatrick, Nicole Stevens, and Steve Pitcher, Business Essentials, a powerful, powerful business one, by Terry Williams and Janet McBride, Dealing with Success, Steve Bentley, The Ninja Takeover by Doug Corrigan and Lamar Wiscombe, who's coming out here. Lamar's coming out. You'll see us in New Jersey and in upstate New York. And Wellness Support by David Hill is going to be doing our Ninja Red Tour. So these people are, you're going to get to meet them over the next weeks and months. There's going to be 44 Ninja Red meetings that are starting to happen near the end of the month here. So really focus on that. Get yourself out. But I was listening to the Take Action Now CD tonight on my way home, and I just love John. I just love John Drehune. He's just an amazing human being in my opinion. And say he's somebody that I mentor with, because that's what I talked about in mentoring. You want to find people that are more successful than you in anything that you do. And then you want to latch on and really mentor with them, really become their student. When they go left, I go left. When they go right, I go right. When they go ahead, I go ahead. You know, that's what mentoring is. It's about mirroring what your mentor is doing and really embracing it, wholeheartedly embracing it. And sometimes you might not understand why he's doing it and what he's doing, but I've come to learn through studying with John and Tracy Urich, who I feel is a great leader, who's teaching me so much about the internet, which I'm such a novice on. I am so not good with the internet, and I'm so thrilled to have somebody that can teach me how to build a business through the internet. Tracy is a master at it. I feel so blessed to be involved with Marketing Sense, and I feel so blessed to have had a great mentor in my girl, my main girl, Sandy Ellsberg, who I love with all my heart. And a lot of you guys have know who Sandy is and how special she is and how much she has taught me. And she's built major organizations like John has and built major organizations. Tracy's built major organizations. I am very humbled to have these people talk to me, that I'm able to get a phone call and get a return phone call from these people. It's really letting go of your ego when you want to be mentored, and letting go of how you feel it needs to be, you feel you need to be right, and listening to what your mentor is trying to teach you, and to embrace it, and to really embody it and feel it. Because the mentor is, when you're mentoring somebody or you're mentoring with somebody, the mentor's real goal is to make sure that you become better, that the student becomes better than the teacher. It's what it's really all about. It's about the student becoming better than the teacher. And I'm so blessed that these people are willing to share with me and impart knowledge to me that I'm willing to share with you guys. And I'm just so happy to share. I'm all continually learning. I had some other great information tonight that from some other great leaders that that I could potentially share if I have time. But there's just so many. I'm all constantly in search of something more to make me sharper, better, to feel it better. If it's a book, if it's a CD, if it's a training tape, anything to make my skill better in what I do. And what we do here is we're in relationships with people here. We're into building the strongest, tightest bonds that can be imagined, that are unshakable. No matter what happens, when you really build a strong team, when your team is strong, nothing will shake it. If the company has where they don't deliver products for the next 15 days, well, I'm not saying that's going to happen, but if something like that happened, none of you guys would quit. Nobody would go away because of the bond and the relationship you have with your leaders, that you would say, okay, well, this is just a bump in the road, and we're going to move forward. And that's how you really want to get with your team, where you want to take responsibility for your life. If you guys are starting to read Asking It Is Given, if you don't have this book, you can get it from our office. Our office has it, or you can go to Amazon.com. You can go to Barnes & Noble. You can go so many different places and get this book. And it's called Asking It Is Given, Learning to Manifest Your Desires by Esther and Jerry Hicks. It's the teachings of Abraham. And I've been a practice, like I said, I've been a practicing Buddhist for 20 years. And so all the things in this book are not things that I didn't know. I did know these things, but this is comprehensively put together in such a way that I am like in love with this book. I've already on reading it my third time, and each day I challenge myself to read a chapter. I read, the book is broken up into two different parts. The first part is about the things that we know that you may have forgotten, which are important for you to remember, how you are a vibrational being, and how our whole job on the planet is about feeling good now. It's always about feeling good now. It's not about feeling good later. It's not about feeling good tomorrow. It's about feeling good now and keeping yourself and listening to your feelings. When you listen to your feelings, you are a powerful, powerful being. When you don't listen, you are not empowered. And so the first part about it is all about that. You know, it's tremendously going up into those things and how we co-create. Always we co-create. Within this magnificent universe, we are co-creating every second. And then the second part of the book is all these different things you can do, not really drills, but different things that you can do to change your point of focus or vibration when you're out of sorts. Like there's something called a creative workshop, the magical creation box, the rampage of appreciation. There's all different kinds of things in here. I think there's 22 different things that you can do to change your vibration when you're up and down the emotional scale, when your emotional scale is not in the right place, when you're feeling frustrated, when you're feeling anger, when you're feeling all these different processes that we go through, when you're feeling resentful. There are just so many different things that we go through, you know, on a daily basis that we need to up our emotional set point. You need to change your set point. You can call it pivoting. So you can pivot out of where you are. And so it's really important. And they call it introducing 22 proven processes that will prove your point of attraction. Okay? Because it talks about in this book, and I really believe this in my life, there's nothing you cannot do, want, or have. You can manifest everything in your everything that you want. You can manifest it. It's all a matter: are you allowing or are you resisting? Okay, think about that. Take time right now. Are you allowing or resisting your Young Living business? Are you allowing or resisting leaders to come into your business? Are you allowing or resisting good health? Are you allowing or resisting your body to lose that weight you always wanted to lose? Are you allowing or resisting a good relationship with your husband or boyfriend? You know, where are you in this process? And when you're not feeling good, you're in resistance. So you really need to take time to look at your life and to move it so you're not stuck. Okay? You're not stuck. And a lot of us always say, I can read something right out of here about being stuck. From page 96, life is always in motion, so you cannot be stuck. And they say, it's right here, sometimes our physical friends will say, I'm stuck. I've been in this place for a very long time. I can't get out. I can't get out. I'm stuck. And we always explain that it's not possible to stand still or be stuck because energy is therefore life, and life is always in motion. Things are always changing. But the reason it may feel to you that you are stuck because that while you continually think that the same thoughts, things are changing, but they're not changing, but they're changing to the same thing over and over. If you want things to change to different things, you must think different thoughts. And that simply requires finding unfamiliar ways of approaching familiar subjects. Okay? So it's really powerful to really get yourself believing that you're not stuck, that you're never stuck, that you always have the ability. I know some of us have, I've talked to many of you on the phone, and some of you are in a place where illness is your greatest desire at this moment. Some of you, it's your bank account is your greatest desire to change. Some of you, it's relationships. You know, I've gotten to the point to talk to a lot of you and feel where you are and feel what's going on. But it all can change in an instant if you truly believe that it can change in an instant and you start to do things to understand how you can change it. And that's why I offer this book to you and I offer this information to you. And the great thing about it is if you don't resonate with this, that's great. That's okay, because it's all about allowing people to where they are. And this might not be for you. You might not be ready to hear what I'm talking about taking responsibility for everything in your life. I think that's the hardest thing in the world to do. Being a Buddhist and practicing for 20 years, I've been able to understand that. But even still, sometimes when strange things happen to me, or I allow things into my life, or I resist things and things happen to me, I'm like saying, oh, okay, well, this car ran into me. Okay, it's my responsibility that that happened, and I have to take responsibility for everything. So I take responsibility for everything that goes on in my life, whether I'm in shape or I'm not in shape. If I'm eating properly, I'm not eating properly. If my check is $100 or my check is $1,000, or if my check $10,000 or my check is $20,000 or my check is $100,000, okay? That's my responsibility. It has nothing to do with Young Living. Young Living is just a vehicle that I got in to drive. I am totally responsible for where I drive it and how fast it gets there. And the same thing applies for you guys as far as mentoring you guys. You guys can go as fast as you want and go as slow as you want, or you can make sure that it doesn't work. It's all up to you. It's all up to you where you are and where you're going. And so another great thing here, what it says here, the greatest gift you can give is your happiness. The greatest gift you could ever give to another is your own happiness. And you guys know that. For when you're in a state of joy, happiness, or appreciation, you are fully connected to the stream of pure positive source energy that is truly who you are. And when you're in that state of connection, anything or anyone that you are holding as your object of attention benefits from your attention. And so that's what it's really about. It's about, you know, some people that are happy all the time, that always, every time you come around them and they're in a good space, they're joyful, and you just like, God, I feel so good when I'm around this person. Well, that's the kind of person you would like, that you want to be. You have the ability to be that person. And to be that kind of person that people want to be around. It's about attraction, people. And if people aren't coming into your business, you have to look at what vibration are you primarily giving off to people, okay? What are you giving off? Are you attracting? Are you pushing people away? What are you doing? We've got to take responsibility. This call tonight is about responsibility, okay? We have marvelous people on this conference call tonight that have done amazing, amazing things. I have some people on here that have doubled their group volume from watching Sandy Ellsberg's trainings to Jahan, who is just really getting started. She's known about the oils, but she's getting started, and she just had some magical things happen with her group, and it's only moving forward faster and faster. Jahan, are you on? Jahan, did you unmute yourself? Star 6 and unmute yourself. Are you there? Okay.
She might not be in presentation, in the presenter's line.
I did. I put her on the presenter's line. Okay. Anyway, I talked with Jahan tonight. She's on the conference call. She's from Long Island. Really? Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, I don't think I get this whole phone thing. Okay.
It's okay. You're there.
Yeah.
So Jahan has just been, I think Jahan is one of our magical manifestors. And Jahan, just tell people what's going on for you in your business right now and what's happened since you really got in focus and you made a commitment to do this.
Oh, it's actually gotten so many other people so motivated that I'm kind of, not that I'm taking a back seat now, I'm still working, but I spent so much time in my first couple of months really talking to people and putting the intention out there, and now it's kind of happening on its own, and it's going faster and faster and faster. So we have a couple of talks coming up where, you know, I used to have maybe, you know, a few people at the talks. Now it's going out to lists of 100 people. It's really insane. It's really insane. Like, I don't think I even have enough supplies for everyone. For all of this, so I'm just trying to keep up with all of it.
Great. And so what was your intention when you got started? You started out with a very strong intention to make this work. So share people when you started to do it as a business, what was your intention and why do you want this to work for you?
My intention was to let everybody know that they have options in their health care, just to let people know that these oils even exist. So with that, my plan of action was to tell people. It was that simple. I was just going to tell people. And if, you know, if they wanted it, great. If they didn't, fine. And I didn't try to do any convincing or anything. I just gave people information. And I found that people really wanted the information. And it was surprising to me how many people. I thought I'd go through, you know, 10, you know, one person for every 10 people would hear. And it didn't happen that way. It was like 8 or 9 people for every 10 wanted it. And they really wanted to hear about it. Or they knew somebody else. Because it's not always about the person you're talking to. Oftentimes, they don't think so much about themselves as who else they could, you know, think of that could benefit from this, and, oh, let me connect you two because I think this would work for them. And, you know, it plants seeds everywhere. So now I have people I don't even know calling me because they heard from, I don't even know how, all through different channels, and, you know, that's coming back to me now. So it's really been unbelievable, and it's happened very quickly, and I stay very focused with my intentions and very clear and simple about it, not make a complicated intention, just be very simple.
Mm-hmm. And what's happened since you started building the business? Your first check was?
Oh, yeah. My first check was $530.
And that was 3 months ago?
That was July.
Mm-hmm.
My August check that I got, the check I got in August, so I guess that was for July, the check I got in August was $700.
Mm-hmm.
And I just checked the computer today for what the commission checks would be, and it's $1,000 this month.
So you really started to manifest the magic here, huh?
Yeah. Well, I jumped a level each month, also.
Mm-hmm.
I think I did. I don't know. I haven't followed that so much, but I did hit executive last month, and I will hit it this month definitely.
Yeah, you hit executive, and yes, you've just been sharing, but your intent is so clear and your energy is so clear. That's why you're attracting people.
Yeah, well, that's part of my intention is to attract the people who want to hear it,
mm-hmm.
and who need this information to put in front of me, which I do just in my practice also, is to put the people in front of me who need me, who not me, you know, need what I do, need the information that I could give them.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes to me. I mean, I have lists of people that I need to call back. I can't even keep up with it right now.
Can't even keep up with all you're manifesting at the moment.
Yeah, it's been really quite challenging. I actually had to take a couple of days off and not even answer my phone just so I could, like, regroup in my head. And,
great.
Yeah, so, and I started again and calling people back, and people who have been, I mean, I actually had somebody say to me, you know, well, what makes, like, when it came to Ningxia, somebody said to me a couple of weeks ago, well, what makes your product better than Ningxia? And she called me, and she really wanted to, not challenge me on it, but, like, put your salesman hat on and everything, and I just said to her, you know what, I'm sorry, but I really don't have time for that, so, you know, I'll tell you why I use it and what I think the benefits are. And that's all I could go into. It's all I have time for. And she became a preferred customer today. And I didn't call her back for 2 weeks. I didn't have time to talk to her. And finally called her today, and I said, I'm sorry, I don't have a lot of time, but this is what, you know, this is what I like. This is what I use. You know, something else may very well work for you. It's something else. You know, the other products are cheaper. Do whatever works for you. She's like, well, I want yours.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, okay.
Great. Well, thank you for sharing. That was very clear. I could feel your energy and your intention and what you're manifesting. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. So it's, you could see from Jahan talking how you can hear it in her voice, her clarity, her focus, and also because her intention is so clear, she doesn't have to be soft. She's very soft. She doesn't have to be hard. She doesn't have to be aggressive. She just puts it out there and says, you know, like, she didn't need to challenge this woman and say, well, our stuff is better because of this, this, and this. No, she said, I really don't have time to go into that. I can tell you why I use it, and this is why it's working for me. And if you'd like to use it, great. If you don't feel like you want to use it, great also. And she left it with that, and the woman said, oh, no, I want what you have. And that's really when you're in your power, that's how you manifest. You really don't have to be a super closer. You just have to ask and be empowered, and people will literally become attracted to where you are and what you're doing. So it's magical. So thank you, Jahan, for sharing that.
You're welcome.
That's very special. And again, it also always comes back to let your feelings be the guide, okay? You know, you want to follow that feeling, follow the feelings of where you feel good. You always want to go back to, if what am I doing, is it feeling good? Okay? Is it feeling good? If it's feeling good, then you're going in the right direction. Okay? You know, what are you feeling? Really listen to that's your emotional guidance system. We're put on this planet with this great emotional guidance system. And if you really listen to your emotional guidance system, how many times you said, I felt it, and then I didn't listen to it. You know, all the time we get this thing where our intuition is strong and we need to listen. Listen, guys. Listen to what you're doing. Listen to what you're saying to people. Listen to how you're reacting to people. The manifestations is always there. So that's why I went into that book and, you know, manifesting and how good it is. And, you know, I challenge you guys to, if it feels good to you, take the time to read that. If you have another book that is similar to that, take the time to read it. Step up. You got to do something. You have to take control. I know Randy Gage is big on this. Somebody else, the guy who wrote The Brilliant Compensation. I just read his stuff tonight, and he was talking also about the moment he challenged himself to take control of his life and to set forth that he was going to make $100,000 in this industry in the next 3 years, everything in his life changed because he was so much clearer when he talked to people. People could feel it. People could see it. Everything in his life changed, and what he did was he loved to play golf. He gave up playing golf. He used to work out for 3 hours at night. He gave up working out for 3 hours. He cut his workouts down to a half an hour to an hour a day. He had a bunch of different hobbies, which he gave up. And he gave up a whole bunch of different things. He still had to work at his job. He worked at his job from 9 to 5 or 7 to 5. He was very focused there because you have to do what you have to do for a living. But then in his spare time, he became very focused. It was all about focus. And I think a lot of you guys out there aren't focused. That's really why one of the things why we don't succeed is because of our focus. We're playing. And the business will, when you do it like you're playing, when you get involved in this and you treat it like it's a game, it pays you like a game, and you feel like this does not work. Okay, that's exactly how it radiates out, because the universe provides you with exactly your intention of what you're giving out. Okay, it's about that intention, about attracting, and so where you are and where your focus is. You know, this. You know, I love to. There's a lot of things I love to do. I love to watch. I like watching TV. I like watching. There's all these great TV shows on. I like to watch TV. Do I watch a lot of TV? No. I watch maybe one or two shows a week now. I love Las Vegas, so I'll tell you guys. I spend usually Monday nights 9 to 10. I'm watching Las Vegas, and I'll tell people, look, I'm watching Las Vegas. I even know I shouldn't even pick up the phone, which I'm not going to do from 9 to 10 on Monday nights because I really love that show. But that's about the only things that I really watch. I watch like one or two shows. It gives me a chance to wind down. But I am totally focusedly intent on manifesting my Young Living business and helping my team and the people that I know to help them manifest. And so I'm there for people. I want to be there. I want to be able to talk to people. I want to be able to share with people. I want to know what's going on. Like I call Young Living. See, how many times did I call Young Living today? I spoke to different people at Young Living. I called there at least 8 to 9 times today. Talked to 6 or 7 different people today. I found out a great thing that you guys, so I can share with you guys tonight. All of you guys that are on the New Essential Rewards program, there's going to be a BOGO at the end of the month. And guess what? Only the people that are on the Essential Rewards are going to qualify for this BOGO. Okay? So So that's an exciting thing. You guys need to be, and you need to get your people on the Essential Rewards program. That's the Autoship program. And the only people on the new Essential Rewards program is going to qualify for that BOGO that's going to happen. Also, there's going to be some special information about frankincense that's going out this month. There's some really special information about frankincense that they're putting out, and it's only going to be emailed out to the people on Essential Rewards. So this is information that I just found out tonight, and I wouldn't find this out unless I was focused and I took the time to be able to call Young Living and talk with different people and find out what's happening at the events and know what's going on. I'm always out to find out the best information to share it with you so this can work. And it does work. It works magically. I have my great buddy, James Niederland. Is James, you on the call?
Yes, I am.
And James has been manifesting. James, haven't you been manifesting so much business? It's almost, it's not unbelievable, but it's a lot of fun, isn't it?
It's a lot of fun. Yes, it really is. I really feel that my vibration has shifted, I suppose, into a space where I'm attracting business builders, and it happens on a daily basis. I attract new business builders. It's really fun, as you said.
James, you've probably enrolled about six or seven business builders in the last like 7 or 8 days.
Oh, I should just have that much time. I'm working on the back end with a lot of my current distributors or customers that are now becoming distributors. So the thing is that once one enrolls true business builders, it involves a lot of training because these folks really are ready to learn how to do this. So there's the compensation plan, there's how to share the products, there's just training from the ground up, and that's taking a lot of my time. But I have enrolled a few in the last 6 or 7 days. Yes, maybe more like, well, 4 or 5.
Yeah, 4 or 5.
Yeah.
4 or 5, yeah.
So it's really, yeah. And it just seems like now those are the folks that I'm attracting, people that are interested in doing this as a business. And I remember the days, Jeffrey, when I would go, nobody wants to distribute. Yeah, I enroll customers, but nobody is distributing. And that has changed and changed dramatically, even just in the recent few months. I was talking to somebody who was commenting. She met me in April. And she's just seen a big shift in me just since April, and it's a vibrational shift. So I'm attracting the kind of people that are expanding my business in a big way.
Great. James, I'm going to let James share something. He is really good with the Take Action Now brochure, and he's going to get it up on his website one of these days, the presentation. But James, I'd like James to share with you guys something very special because I think he's a special man in my life, a really great friend. And I want him to share his 5-minute Take Action Now presentation with the Take Action Now brochure.
Okay, thank you, Jeffrey. Well, this is why I'm on the call. Jeffrey asked me to be on the call for this, and I hope a number of the distributors that I am working with are on the call because this is one of the things that I do to train all my distributors. And what it is a 5-minute presentation. I use the Take Action Now brochure as a guide in the presentation. That's a brochure that comes in all of your starter kits, or you can order it separately from Young Living, either in a one or two, or 100. They have a 100-pack where you get discounted, but you should all have at least one of these. The one that I carry with me gets very beat up because I fold it a certain way while I'm presenting. Now, I want you all to get a pen and a piece of paper out because I'm going to give you the 5 elements that are contained in a 5-minute presentation. Number one, the company. We tell people about the company. Number two is the products, or are the products. We tell people what products we offer. Number three, compensation, how you get paid. This is a business builder presentation, so you're telling the person you're talking to how they get paid, briefly, because it is a five-minute presentation. Number four, training. How do you do this? How do you get trained? And five, how to begin. So to do this presentation, you need the Take Action Now brochure and the price list. Okay, those are your two tools. I do it on the phone a lot, and generally when I do it on the phone, I have both of these, like I do now, both of these items in front of me, the Take Action Now brochure and the price list. So I begin by and I'm going to have this in writing. It will be scripted on the Marketing Sense website. You'll be able to get it from me and use it in your working with your leads, but you can use it anywhere. It doesn't have to be through leads coming from that website, but I'm going to have it up there as soon as I get it written. Okay? There are three industries coming into momentum phase right now. One is the health and wellness industry. This industry is booming. It's really hitting massive growth now. It is projected that by the year 2010, over $1 trillion will be spent in wellness. The second is the relationship or network marketing industry. This is no longer a business of filling your garage full of products and selling them out of your garage. It's moved into the 21st century. With the advent of the Internet, you have little or no overhead, almost unlimited income potential, very positive tax advantages. This industry is really hitting growth phase now. And the third is the company I am an independent distributor for, Young Living Essential Oils. We've been around since 1993. We have established a very solid financial foundation. We're profitable. We now have experienced executives in place, internet systems in place that we're moving into massive growth. We're international now. We're in Japan. We're in Europe, Australia. This company, Young Living, is hitting massive growth phase now. So these three industries, the wellness industry, the network marketing industry, and the company, Young Living Essential Oils, are all converging into momentum phase at the same time, which makes this an excellent time for you to get in. Our products. We have over 400 products, top of the line, really an overwhelming almost amount of products, but three basic categories of products. One are our therapeutic grade essential oils. 95% of the oils marketed in the United States are not therapeutic grade. Ours are. We have, without a doubt, the best oils you can easily get on the market today. Number two, we have nutritional supplements, vitamins, minerals. Most of these have essential oils in them. Our new flagship product for our nutritional supplements is the Ningxia Red. Ningxia Red is a juice made, it's an antioxidant juice. And usually I ask the person here if they know what an antioxidant is, get it a little interactive. It's made primarily out of the Ningxia wolfberry, which is a berry that grows in China that is the most antioxidant food on the planet. Also in this juice are other strong antioxidants, pomegranate, blueberry, raspberry. This juice is the strongest antioxidant supplement there is. If you drink an ounce to two a day for a week, you will feel more energy, more stamina, your immune system is boosted. And really what I tell people when I do this presentation is that I drink a bottle a week. I myself, my experience with it is that I began to experience the real positive effects when I upped my intake to a bottle a week. I vibrate. I have a ton of energy, very high vibration, and I have not gotten sick since I began doing that a year and a half ago. So that is what I, how I present it now, though the recommended dosage is an ounce to 2 ounces a day. Our third area of products are our personal care items, lotions, shampoos, soaps, toothpaste, mouthwash. Most of what you purchase in the supermarket is filled with toxins. We are a country full of sick people. Though we have so much material wealth, people are getting cancer when they're young. And here I usually ask somebody if they've known somebody who's gotten sick like that when they're young, and almost everybody has, because so many people do get sick like that, serious illness now at a young age. And the reason is because day in and day out, we are loading our body down with toxic stuff. The Young Living personal care items have no chemicals in them that are bad for you, and they all have essential oils in them which are good for you. And that's what makes our product line so special and unique. Our compensation plan, we get 5% from everybody we enroll. As you grow, you get significant additional bonuses. Just on this part of the plan, and here I share what I'm making, which is somewhere between $7,000 and $9,000 a month generally. It's taken me, and I tell people, it's not a get-rich-quick, overnight get-rich-quick type of thing. It's taken me 5.5 years to get where I am, but where I am now, my checks are between $7,000 and $9,000 a month. Then I explain how people can make money quickly. I have them, if they don't have this brochure in front of them and they can't get on the internet, I have them hold a piece of paper in a landscape position, draw a circle at the top, a row of 6 circles under that circle, and then under 2 of those 6 circles, 6 circles each under 2 of them, and I say, when you have 6 distributors directly under you, and then under 2 of them, 6 distributors each, you will make $500 a month above and beyond the regular part of the compensation plan. Then I have them draw the third level and tell them they will get $2,000 per month above and beyond the regular compensation plan. This is how you will really begin to make money in a reasonable amount of time with this plan. On the way, this you enroll people with a starter kit, and you will get $50 a person. That's how you're going to make money quickly. And I may go into it a little more later, but I don't want to get bogged down in the too much of the compensation plan very quickly because it loses people. But I have found that by having I'm always improvising and tweaking this and improving it, but by having people draw out those circles themselves, it's very powerful. Now, this is as far as this Take Action Now brochure will take you. The next part is about training. How do you get trained? I will train you. I assure the people I'm talking to that I will personally train them, that I benefit by training my distributors. I will spend the time to coach them individually to get them started. In addition, we have conference calls. Right now we have 3 weekly conference calls and a biweekly conference call. If people are local here in New Jersey, we have monthly meetings in Manhattan again. We have monthly meetings in New Jersey. We have plenty of local meetings here, but I talk to a lot of people around the country, so I focus on the conference calls and what I will do to train them. And then how do you begin? And here's where you open up the price list. You explain the difference between the customer and the wholesale price and what it takes to begin, which is purchasing a starter kit. I never enroll somebody with the Success Kit. I'd like to see Young Living discontinue that. Nobody makes money with the Success Kit. I and my organization enroll people with the Starter Kit. That's how we all do well and make money, and the products in the Starter Kit are worth more than what you're paying for it, really. They are, and I'll explain the Ningxia Red, the Essential Oil, or the Art Starter Kit and tell people what's in it. And then people begin. It's very simple, and that's my five-minute presentation. It
great.
It's very powerful, and it works.
Great, James. Thank you so much for sharing that. That was fabulous, and we've been wanting to have you share that. So many people have asked me, can James share that? Can I learn that? What does he do?
Now, I want to say something that when I first did it, I was very awkward with it. I didn't hold the brochure properly. I fumbled. I stumbled. I was willing to feel awkward and do it, but I practiced it, and now I can do it. I mean, I just know it. It's part of me. It's part of my presentation. So it just takes the practice and the willingness to put yourself out there and practice it on real live prospects.
Thank you, Dave.
Not role playing with people. Do it with real people you're talking to enroll.
Absolutely. And the magic of what James says there is, it's okay to fumble and feel like, because people want to know that you're real. People want to know that, oh, well, I don't have to be perfect to do this. And it becomes real for them. And you show people what you're doing. And, you know, what James did, a lot of you say, well, I can't do that. Well, I think everyone can do that. I believe everyone can. You just need to get started. You need to be in the now. You need to take action now. You know, we talk so much about, you know, what it takes to be successful, and it's about taking action now. It's about being tremendously disciplined and focused. And I don't think I'm very special. You know, I've been involved in Young Living for close to 10 years. My checks are now over $20,000 a month, a lot of months. It's pretty exciting to me that Jeffrey Lewis is making $20,000 a month. Galen and I are going to Europe on Sunday, and we're getting ready to start building our European group. We have great leaders. One of our great leaders, Nazni Weissman, has 7 people that are going to show up at Gary Young's meetings in Vienna, and it's just amazing. Some other people have been recruiting people, and Galen and I are going to start our international group, and I'm just pinching myself feeling, wow, I am getting ready to start internationally. I'm going to be in Vienna on Monday. On Monday, I'll be in Vienna for 2 weeks. So it can happen for you guys. I believe me, I didn't start this at any special, but I believed in myself. I studied. I mentored with people. I got behind somebody and said, you know, how do you do this and what works? And when I got into Young Living, that's the first thing I did. I found everyone who was successful in this, and I hunted them down. I hunted them down and said, you need to talk to me. I need to find out, what are you doing? How does it work? And I hung out with people that were successful. I made sure I called and I attended trainings. I'm always looking for people that are better than me. That's the key. I let go of my ego, and I really decided to become a student. I'm a student of this game. I'm still a student of this game at $20,000 a month. I'll be a student the rest of my life. But even when I'm making $100,000 or $1 million a month, I'm a student of the game. I'm always willing to learn and to share and to be out there. And that's what it's about, being a magical manifester, is that you manifest. So I manifest these great people to learn from. That's one of the things that I want to manifest. I want to be around sharp, intelligent people, and I want to sponsor sharp, intelligent people into my team, okay? And that's the people I want to be surrounded with. So, you know, where do you want to be in your group? Do you want to have average people? Do you want to be average? You know, John talked about that. Do you guys want to wake up and be average tomorrow? Or do you want to be above average? Okay, so to be above average, you have to do above average things. So it's a 10 after. And this is great. I think this is a little under an hour. This call has been recorded, so you guys can get your people on this. We're going to start to do some more recording of our conference call, so you can share this information with all of your downline. We're going to have it up on James's website. We'll send out an email about it once James gets it up on the website. He has a lot of other training calls up there that are very powerful. But,
yeah, let me just interject right now where it is. We will send an email about it, but it's at www.essentialoiltherapies.com. And on the left-hand side of the page that comes up, there are these bars or buttons, and you press the training one, and then you'll see one of the selections in the training page is conference calls. There's currently just one up there right now, one that I did for Young Living over a year ago. You could listen to it, but then these will be up and other great recordings will be up there. There are other network marketing recordings on that page, as well as all the transcripts of Young Living training tapes. So there's lots of good stuff on that page.
Yeah, James has created, he spent a lot of money and a lot of time to create a website that is fabulous for training our distributors. And James has opened his website up to, I know there's people from many different groups in here on this conference call, and all of you guys can go to James's website. But I just warn you, do not send your new people to James's website. They will get enrolled.
Yeah, send the people who've already enrolled to get training as distributors.
Yes. So I want to thank you all for taking the time to be on this conference call. We love you. Remember, you know, when you get off this call tonight, it's if you have some friends, call some friends and invite them to come with you. Don't show up tomorrow at these regional meetings and check. I know a lot of you are on from all over the country. There's stuff happening, regional meetings, Ninja Red meetings. Who do you know? Who do you know in, I know, Detroit? Who do you know in San Francisco? Who do you know in California? There are meetings coming up all over. Who do you know? And if you don't know anybody, if you're unfortunately and you have a very small circle of influence, ask somebody who knows somebody. Who do you know? Do you know anybody that lives over here that we can get to check this out? I'm really excited about it. Who do you know? What's your vibration? You can start really something happening. Who do you know in Vienna? Who do you know in Austria? Who do you know? You don't know unless you ask. I think it's 3 degrees of separation. We are 3 people away from everyone on the planet. So who do you know? Get out there, start to ask people. We love you all. I'm going to take it off of presentation mode. So Alice, we can stop it and we can say good.